This past weekend was opening weekend for the Chicago Architecture Biennial. This year, the exhibits are in a surprising place on vacant lots, which in many neighborhoods are scars of disinvestment. The biennial is titled The Available City, and it challenges the public to think differently about how vacant lots might be used. WBEZ's Linda Lutton has this dispatch from two biennial sites in North Lawndale.
The city of Chicago owns 10,000 vacant lots, including this one near 13th and Pulaski on the west side, where architects and community folks are constructing buildings from dirt. Chicago artist Sonia Henderson has been helping.
I've been ramming brick, ramming earth, and creating the walls.
The process involves sifting soil, then ramming it into forms that make large rectangular blocks for walls. They're building a community ceramic studio. There's already a kiln on site.
Artists like myself are coming in to do soil workshops and clay workshops.
The site is known as Soil Lab. Irish architects James Martin and Eileen Nikahasek have been here since July. They're also helping community members design a Lawndale brick.
We wanted to make a special brick, one that kind of reflects or represents this area.
I mean, when we think of the special bricks in buildings that we visit, there's always a corner detail, or there's a brick that goes on top that identifies it as, you know, that particular building.
Everything on the vacant lot is still a work in progress. It's one of the cool things about this year's biennial. Many exhibits or installations will continue evolving. The thinking behind the whole theme of the available city comes from architect and UIC professor David Brown, who's inspired by the potential of vacant lots. He spoke to WBEZ's Natalie Moore last year about seeing the city's empty lots as a single system.
To a degree, you can think of it as a landscape that's not unlike the park system. But to begin to say, it can be a park system that can actually have a much greater variety of uses.
Think arts, wellness, entrepreneurship, all uses driven by community. Brown has gotten his hands dirty working on this idea just down the block from where the Soil Lab is set up at a food forest started by an alternative high school. It stretches across multiple lush vacant lots. At the center of the property is a circle of towering totem pole-like columns. They'll soon be home to mushrooms. Birds may nest here. Insects will move in. And it's also a nice space for humans.
Community people can have meetings. The rocks are meant to sit on so that you can sit in the circle and talk.
That's Myra Sampson. She's principal and CEO of CCA Academy. Her school sat on these vacant lots for 30 years before discovering the concept of permaculture, a type of farming where nature does most of the work.
We have 70 fruit trees and bushes that are planted here.
There are no fences. It's an open park. Sampson sees parallels between the ecosystems her school is building here and the community.
You build support systems so that everything takes care of each other, and so that everything can live independently together.
Sampson sees vacant lots as part of society's throwaway culture. Her school is countering that.
Instead of being vacant, full of trash, to be developed into something that can nourish community, nourish the individual, and nourish the earth. So it's a complete cycle for us.
Vacant lots have been part of the landscape of Chicago neighborhoods for decades. This biennial is meant to get people, community residents and architects, but also policy people and government, to see vacant lots differently and ask what role they might play in our collective community use. Linda Lutton, WBEZ News.
The Chicago Architecture Biennial is on now through December.